Tucson's history.
A small crowd gathered outside the Pima County Courthouse Monday morning. This is where the memorial to an assassination attempt that ended the career of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will one day stand. Pam Simon is one of the survivors. She wants people to learn about those who helped that day, from Good Samaritans to first responders.
And they will learn about the extraordinary response of our community.
The courthouse is miles away from the Safeway where six people died. But the foundation that will build the memorial says the county government courthouse is a fitting place because those who died and were injured were participating in a local government event, a Congress on your corner. In the days following the shooting, memorials sprung up in the grocery store parking lot and at the hospital and at Giffords' office. People brought flowers and handwritten letters and candles and symbolic trinkets. They'll be incorporated into the memorial's design. Ross Zimmerman lost his son Gabe that day. Gabe worked for the congresswoman.
We've got a series of extraordinary memorials to my son Gabe, and those have been wonderful and sufficient, but I felt that the community needed a memorial.
The actual memorial is still a year and maybe even three away. Gabe's father, Ross, says his son, if he were still alive, probably would have helped.
I'm not as good as he is at those kinds of facilitation things and helping community processes, but I figured I should do my best.
In Tucson, I'm Michel Marisco.